Welcome to Torah Life Ministries, teaching about the instruction of our Creator and putting His Word into action, from suffering well to living a blessed life, looking forward to the hope and future that awaits true believers of the faith. Welcome to the show and your host, Paul Neeson.
Isaiah 50 verses 4 and 5 says, "The Master Yahweh has given me the tongue of those who are taught, that I should know how to help the weary with a word morning by morning. He awakens me, he awakens my ear to hear as those who are taught. The Master Yahweh has opened my ear, and I was not rebellious, nor did I turn away." Shalom, everybody. I want to talk about something that I believe is one of the greatest missing elements in the lives of believers today. It is not more biblical knowledge. It is not more prophecy teaching. It is not more conferences. It is not more podcasts. It is not more YouTube videos. The greatest need for today is believers who hear a wonderful Creator and obey Him. We live in a generation that has more biblical information than any generation in history. People can listen to 10 sermons a day. People can watch endless teachings online. People can quote verses. People can debate doctrine. Yet many believers are not growing spiritually. Why is this? Because spiritually mature believers does not come by information. It comes by obedience. Such an important message. The question is not how much do I know. The question should be, what am I doing with what our Creator Yahweh has already shown me? Many people want our Creator to tell them something new while ignoring what He has already told them. This is not discipleship. A disciple hears and obeys. So, the name of this ministry is Torah Life Ministries. Torah being the guidelines and instructions of our Creator. The first five books of the scriptures, starting with Genesis, which means Bereshit in Hebrew. Many people today that call themselves Christians are believers, do not even read the Old Testament. They think it's for Jewish people only. They think it's something different. They think if Yeshua is not mentioned there, that it's not for them. But Yeshua is mentioned all over the Torah. Torah is not a Jewish concept. It's a godly concept. It's a concept of obedience to the instructions and guidelines He says. Doing His will, and His will is found in the first five books of the scriptures. Remembering that, every day needs to begin with our Creator. The first four words in scripture are powerful. In the beginning. Genesis does not begin with man. It begins with Yahweh. Everything starts with Him. The sun rises because of Him. Our hearts beat because of Him. Our breath comes from Him. Every day we wake up because of Him. Psalm 3 verse 5 says, "I lay down and slept. I awoke, for Yahweh sustains me." Think about that. You did not wake yourself up. Our Creator sustained your life through the night. Every morning is a gift. Every morning is mercy. Every morning is another opportunity to serve Him. Amazing. I am so thankful for every single second I have in my life. And because of part of my ministry being a health ministry, I meet many people that are sick, many people that are dying, many people that have been diagnosed with diseases, and often some people that have been injured in an accident. They do not have full function of their bodies, whether it's from an accident or a sickness or something else. And I believe, as believers, we take for granted that we wake up every single day, number one, and number two, that we can get out of bed ourselves, that we can move and function, and we don't hardly do the things that we can do, and we take those things for granted that we could even do them. You know, we need to be thankful every morning as soon as we wake up. Yet how many believers wake up and immediately think about work or social media or finances or politics or other problems instead of saying, Father, thank you. Thank you for another day. What do you want me to do today? A disciple starts with Yahweh, not self, not comfort, not convenience, with a wonderful creator. First thing, speaking to him, thanking him, praising him. First thing. We need to remember hearing a wonderful creator is not some mystical experience. He wants us to speak with him every single day. Many believers make hearing Yahweh far more complicated than scripture does. Some think hearing Yahweh means seeing visions every day. Others think it means hearing an audible voice. Can our creator do those things? Absolutely he can. But that is not how he normally leads people. The primary way that our Creator Yahweh speaks to us is through His Word. That's it. He's speaking through His Word. His Word talks to us. Many people say, I want Yah to speak to me. Meanwhile, their Bible sits closed. Open up the Word. Get into it. Brothers and sisters, if you are ignoring the written word, why would our Creator give you additional revelation? So remember this. The Spirit and the Scriptures never contradict each other. Never. Some people say, well, His Spirit speaks to me. I don't need the word. Well, you better get in the word to make sure it's His Spirit speaking to you, because if that Spirit is giving you something that is contradictory to the word, guess what? That's not the Spirit of Yah speaking to you. This will never contradict the guidelines and instructions of our Creator. Any voice that tells you different, you need to understand about spiritual warfare. Yeshua said, my sheep hear my voice. How do we recognize His voice? We recognize it by knowing His Word. By knowing His Word. The more Scripture fills your mind, the easier it becomes to recognize His leading. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. What does it mean to hear as a disciple? This is what we need to think about. The Scriptures say in Isaiah 50, it says, He awakens my ear to hear as a disciple. A disciple listens differently. Most believers listen for knowledge. A disciple listens for instruction. Many believers read Scripture asking, what interesting thing can I learn today? A disciple asks, what do I need to obey today? That is a completely different approach. One produces pride, the other produces transformation. James 1:22 says, "But be doers of the word and not hearers only." Doers of the word and not hearers only. Taking an action goes way beyond just understanding, but to do, to keep His guidelines and instructions. Many people deceive themselves with knowledge. They know more and more, but obey less and less. Our Creator is not impressed by what we know. He is interested in what we do. Putting our faith into action. Literally put into action. He doesn't want perfection, but He wants movement. He wants action. He wants us to get up and do what He says to do. You know, many people don't realize the word do in Scriptures. And they're not following. They're believing, but they're not following. And that puts them in a particular situation. And then many people say, well, I don't hear from Him. He's not leading me. There's a reason for that. Many believers complain that He never speaks to them. But often the problem isn't that our Creator is silent. The problem is our hearts are noisy. We fill our hearts with entertainment, social media, news, sports, politics, and all these worldly discussions. Then we wonder why we struggle to hear our Creator. There is another reason also. Sin, which is living against the guidelines and instructions of our Creator. I'll say that again. Living against the guidelines and instructions of our Creator that so many people that call themselves believers strive not to do, right? But then they don't follow the guidelines and instructions. Many of them don't even search their scriptures enough to even know what the guidelines and instructions are. And according to the scriptures, the opposite or disobedience is the opposite of obedience. It's not following the guidelines and instruction. Simply, sin dulls spiritual hearing. If you're living in disobedience, it's going to clog up your ears with some spiritual warfare wax where you're not going to be able to hear our Creator. It's not just the obvious sin like of the world, like cursing and immodesty and just wickedness. But we look at the sins that aren't literally a working or an action, but also an action. It's like our attitude sins. Bitterness, pride, unforgiveness, compromise. These things as well are sins according to Scripture. Even so-called people that say they follow the guidelines and instructions, and they look at the words of Scripture and they say, oh, I do that and I do that. You know, I keep the Sabbath and I don't curse. But then it's the same thing. They fear, they doubt. All of these are sins in Scripture. The Scriptures tell us that He wants us to live in joy and peace and shalom, but people are living in dismay. Scriptures say, do not be dismayed. Going against what the Bible says. The renewed covenant says to know good and not do it to him it is sin. If you're a true believer and follower of Yeshua, you should know doing good is following what he says to do. And Yeshua was the living Torah. We cannot expect clarity from our Creator while deliberately walking contrary to him. Isaiah 59 verse 2 says, your iniquities have separated you from your Creator. Yahweh has not moved. We have. We get that? Do we understand the connection between obedience and hearing Him? Now, remember the last verse we said, your iniquities have separated you from our Creator. Our Creator's structure has been there from the beginning. This is how you hear me. He speaks. Yahweh spoke and everything came into existence. And if man would just focus on that, without all the distractions of the world, he would hear him. But it's man that has took himself and put every priority of the world before his. I often say obedience equals blessings and disobedience equals curses according to the scriptures. Not according to me, according to the scriptures. Many people have this backwards when they understand obedience and hearing and the idea of this. Yahweh speaks clearly. They think, then I will obey. If he clearly tells me something, I'm going to obey it. Scripture teaches the opposite. Often obedience comes first, then the greater understanding follows. Yahweh has laid in his word what we should be doing and how we should be living our lives. He's put it in his word clearly. And when a believer is following the words of our Creator, it opens the channel and cleans the spiritual warfare junk that's in our ears. And now we can hear our Creator sometimes for the first time. You know, it's like I was blind and now I could see. Well, I was deaf and now I could hear. The scriptures often talk about they don't have ears to hear or eyes to see because they're living against the ways of our Creator. So people think, if he speaks, I will follow. But the word says, if you're obedient, then you'll hear me. I'm speaking all the time. But only those with ears to hear are going to hear. Even Yeshua said in the scriptures that I'm going to give you these parables that only some people can understand. So the obedience often comes first, then greater understanding follows. Look at Abraham. Our Creator said, go. Abraham obeyed. Then more revelation came. Look at Moses. He obeyed. Then Yah revealed more. Look at the disciples. They followed Yeshua. Then the deeper understanding came. The principle is simple. Obedience increases spiritual sensitivity. Disobedience decreases spiritual sensitivity. The more you obey, the easier it becomes to hear. Get that? Not complicated. When people often say, and they hear obedience or obeying and these type of words and submission, they all of a sudden they think legalism or bondage or something like this. But we have to understand that following the guidelines and instruction is not about legalism. It's not about bondage. We got to understand that our Creator gave us these guidelines and instructions for a reason. Some people say, well, His Spirit leads me and shows me what I should be doing. I'll tell you what, the Spirit of our Creator will never make you feel good about living in sin. And if you're feeling good about living against the words of our Creator and justifying it and making excuses for it, you got to be careful which spirit is speaking to you truly. One reason many believers struggle spiritually is because modern Christianity often treats obedience as an option. Yet Yeshua taught obedience. The apostles taught obedience. The scriptures teach obedience. Torah was never about earning salvation. It was about teaching people how to walk with our Creator. Just as a father teaches a child, Yeshua did not come to abolish obedience. He came to teach obedience properly. Obedience is not bondage. Sin is bondage. Obedience brings freedom. Psalms 119 repeatedly connects obedience with joy, wisdom, peace, and understanding. Why? Because Yahweh's instructions are for our own benefit. Let's look at this more closely. Let's revisit Mary and Martha in the scriptures. Look at Mary and Martha. Many people preach this passage as if serving is bad. It is not the lesson. Serving is good. We need servants. The issue is priority. Martha was busy. Mary was listening. Yeshua said Mary chose the better portion. Why? Because hearing comes before serving. Direction comes before activity. Many believers are exhausted because they are doing things for a wonderful Creator that our Creator never asks them to do. Busyness is not spirituality. In fact, the enemy will try to keep us so busy that we don't have time to talk to Yahweh, that we don't have time to pray, because he's keeping us so busy and people are thinking in a deceptive way that they're fulfilling Yah's guidelines and instructions when they're not even slowing down to talk to him. Remember, activity is not maturity. Fruitfulness comes from abiding. Abiding in him, hearing him, listening him. And we must take action. Yes, we must be busy for him, but not in a way where we don't have time to hear from him. Because we're not being directed by him if we're not hearing from him. Let's look at the examples of Yeshua in Scripture. Mark 1:35 says, "Very early in the morning, while it was still dark, he got up and departed and went to a solitary place, and there he prayed." Yeshua had crowds waiting. People needed healing. People needed teaching. Yet before ministry came fellowship. Before serving came listening. If the Son of God prioritized morning fellowship with the Father, how much more should we? The secret place is where direction is received. The secret place is where strength is renewed. The secret place is where conviction comes. The secret place is where pride dies. I feel very strongly about starting my day off with prayer. Not just prayer with one another, but corporate prayer, where we're out praying for each other and talking for each other and with each other with a wonderful Creator. If we have a corporation, the day starts in the board meeting room, and we're all there to listen to and to talk to and to tell our problems and come up with a plan for the day, a plan of action for the day from the leader, from the CEO, in this case, from our wonderful Creator. So we come together with Him in the morning during morning prayer, first thing to start our day, and then we start our day based on the sum up of that meeting. Praise Yah. So meeting that time, first thing, first priority, get up and do it. Make this a habit, a practical habit that you do every single day. I want to challenge all of you tomorrow morning, before touching your phone, do this. Do this. The first step. Thank your Creator for another day. Thank Him. Thank Him that you were able to have a good night's worth of sleep and you were able to get up in the morning. Thank Him for the movement of your every muscle in your body. Thank you for every limb. Thank Him for being able to feel your fingertips and your toes. And then ask Him to search your heart. As it says in Psalms 139, search me, O Yah, and know my heart. Step 3, confess anything to the Spirit brings to mind. And step 4, read Scripture. Not to finish a reading plan, not to check a box, read Scripture to hear. Read it to hear. And then step 5, ask, Father, what do you want me to obey today? Today. This day. Not next week. Not next year. Today. What is your plan for me today? How should I go? What should I do? Folks, every major transformation in Scripture begins with someone hearing from our Creator. But they must have, and you have to put yourself in that position to hear. It's not going to happen if you continue to let the enemy fill you with the busyness of the world. You need to slow down. In that quietness of the morning, remember these 5 steps. And look at the example in Scripture. Before doing any of these major transformations that have happened, Noah heard. It says, Scripture says, Abraham heard, Moses heard, Samuel heard, Isaiah heard, Peter heard, Paul heard, and they all obeyed. They heard from our Creator and they obeyed. The same is true today. Many people are waiting for a breakthrough. Many are waiting for direction. Many are waiting for clarity. The answer may simply be slow down, get quiet, open Scriptures, and repent. That's it. Hear and obey. Hear and obey. And don't just hear, but listen. Listen and obey. Think about that. That's the example, the model that has been set in Scripture. And then you search Him, you talk to Him, and He answers you. Hallelujah. So that right there is the beauty of being a believer, that you can do that and put all your problems to Him, and not just when you wake up in the morning, when you go to sleep at night. You want to go to sleep with a clear conscience. You want to wake up with a humble heart of thankfulness. We need to remember, this is a serious warning. Many believers today know more than they practice. This is dangerous. But Yeshua says, it says in John, to know good and not do it, to him it is sin. Yeshua says, to whom much is given, much will be required. So to know good and not do it, to him it is sin. Yah is going to give you a lot, but then you have to walk into it. And the Scriptures show you how you can do it. The Scriptures tell you you can do it. But it's up to you to actually do it. If He shows you this, do it. And He'll show you. These are the things He'll speak to you. Because it's right in His Word. And when you read in His Word, you'll see what He wants you to do, how He wants you to live. Walk in it. Think about that. and let your conscience direct you to know that you're following the true spirit and confirm it in the scriptures. Whether it's following the things that the world says, that's legalism. No, that's our Creator telling me how to live. Whether it's a dietary instruction He's given you, whether it's a Sabbath, whether He's shown you the Torah truth about something else, if He shows you about forgiveness, if He shows you about humility, it's all in the scriptures. Walk in that and see the fruit that comes from it, the blessings that come from this. Because the more knowledge we have, without the obedience to follow through, is what truly hardens the heart. That's what we want to avoid. Spiritual maturity is not measured by years in the faith. It is measured by obedience. Some people have attended church for 30 years and remain spiritual infants. Others have followed a Creator for a few years, yet grow rapidly because they obey. Don't get me confused. I am not talking about a works gospel. I am not saying we need to work our way into heaven. I'm saying there's many levels. And Yeshua says, you know, you got my grace and my mercy. But at the same time, don't use His death as an excuse to live in sin. His mercy is a blessing for us, but not an excuse for us to not be obedient to the Holy Word. The mature believer is teachable. The mature believer is a repentant. The mature believer listens, and the mature believer obeys. Isaiah says in the scriptures, He awakens me to hear as a disciple. That should be our prayer every morning. I want to leave you with one challenge. For the next 30 days, begin every morning with a wonderful Creator, before your phone, before your email, before the news, before distractions, and say, Father, thank you for waking me up. Search my heart. Show me anything that displeases you. Open my ears to hear as a disciple, to give me the strength to obey whatever you show me today. If you do that consistency, I believe our Creator will transform you and your walk with Him. Not because you discovered some secret, not because you found a new doctrine, but because you learned the lifestyle of a disciple. A disciple hears, a disciple obeys, a disciple follows. And when believers learn to hear and obey a wonderful Creator, morning by morning, their entire lives begin to change. Hallelujah. Thank you for watching, brothers and sisters. Thank you for listening. Have a blessed day. Yah be with you this day and always. And shalom, shalom.
You've been listening to the Torah Life Ministries with your host, Paul Neeson. If you would like to learn more, please visit TorahLifeMinistries.org or call 917-407-2270. This program is made possible by the generous support of listeners like you. To donate, visit the website at TorahLifeMinistries.org or send your gift to P.O. Box 5503, Lake Worth, Florida, 33466. Thank you for your prayers and support. Torah
Life Ministries. Your hair is a very important part of your daily routine. Nick and Robin, owners of NR Salon, are seasoned full-service hairstylists, serving clients for over 20 years. Nick and Robin are working out of Miracle on 34th Street, 1320 Southwest 34th Street, Palm City. They can be reached at 772-283-4974.
The views and opinions of programmers heard on WCNO are the responsibility of the participants and producers of the program and may not reflect the views and opinions of the staff or management of WCNO.